Father, we do thank you. Father, we do thank you.
Mahal Buddha, Pandarama Sami Kajimu.
For the privilege of being here today. You see the need that we have as a people. The need of our spiritual reality being awakened. The gift of discernment that we need, Father, discerning our own lives. The ability to see ourselves in truth. And you see the hardness of our hearts. And how it is that we resist the Holy Ghost. Father, we would desire that you might be able to change that environment. Change that position, that place of thinking. That you might transplant into our minds your mind. Father, I submit myself to you this morning. You see the inadequacies and the things that are not able to perform and to move up to the standard that you have set. It is therefore that I pray for your blood. To my mind. Father, that my thoughts will be your thoughts. My words, your words. Come against every spirit that would want to interfere or intervene. We rebuke them, we bind them. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. There is a word. There is a work that you want to do in our lives today. That will be a progressive work. That will be built up in the things of God. That our perspective will be that of God. And we will not be blinded by self. Or leave us up with desires of our own hearts. We are asking you in this hour to help us, Lord. Help us to move in accordance to your divine plan. My God, move into the realms of our humanity and take over and take charge. And you might have preeminence. In Jesus' name. Can you say
Amen?
Amen. I hope you better. Amen.
You might want to open your Bible to John, the third chapter.
There was a place in the Corinthian church. And Paul had a desire to speak to the church of Corinth.
Galing si Apostol Pablo, ikalipay niya ang Wanginito sa iyang lahat sa Korinto.
He wanted to give them spiritual needs.
Gusto niya na magkabatot kayo sila sa iyang iginahanglan mga butang ng Espirituhan.
He wanted to give them greater revelation of God.
Kung hindi mo at yung ayang kapahan kanila ang dapto pagayon na mga pananaw.
But he said in that third chapter of 1 Corinthians,
oh, ito siya sa Pilipinya sa ikatulong kapitulo sa 1 Corinto,
that he could not and would not do that because they were not in the place that they needed to be.
Diya nakita dito na hindi niya makahati mga butang na ito kanila kung wala sila na limutan sa mga lugar.
What he said is that he could not speak unto them as spiritual.
Both niya pasabot nga hindi niya masukti kanila niya sa Espirituhan ng nabali.
But he had to speak unto them as carnal.
Kung hindi magasukti siya nato kanila ingon nga kalibutano.
Not only carnal, but he had to speak unto them as though they were
they.
And I prefixed the verses in John chapter
3:16.
Because there was something that Jesus Christ was saying to Nicodemus. That is very pertinent to this church. And it's not only that it's this church, but it's in other places. But there is something of a problem that God wants to deal with regards to this church.
Kundi isang bahat po sa upatang mga kasimbahanan na rin ang suliran maukrapya at ang suliran din hindi.
None of us are exempt from the dealing of God concerning the issue or the problem.
Kung wala tayo ay
exempt. None of us are exempt.
Wala hindi labot hindi kundi ang sanang kayo.
It is something that all of us need to deal with in one degree or another. And so this morning we're going to try to put it out on the table and see if we can see what it is. And I hope that if we think or feel that we are guilty of it, a spirit of repentance by which we might repent and deal with the spirit that is working. John chapter
3.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Na punuan sa mga Hudyo. Kinikawana ko ang Isus sa sakna sa Hudyo ng pinag na niya, Rabbi, kami na tayo nga ikaw mo'y usak ka makutudlo lagitan sa Diyos. Dahil wala kayo makahimo diling mga milagro na imong gipang buhat gawas lamang ko ng Diyos na naubang kaniya.
Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
O Jesus, we do not can yet, sapagatinot, magayon na ugalimo, lawas na ng tao, yaanang pag-usap, dili siya magkakita sa inhalian sa Diyos.
Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and
be born.
Pusalamat ko no sa pagkatao.
Verse 4.
So, nilagdimin mo ganyan. Kung saan man pagkahimong na iganak ang tao sa tigulang na siya, makasulot pa ba siya sa taguangkan sa iyang inahan?
And Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
O Jesus, mismo kaniya, gawat ko ng tao, ikaanak ka usap, doon ko ng tao, matao de sa tubig ko sa Espiritu, siya hindi makasulot sa kinihariya sa Diyos.
Verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit."
Verse 7.
"Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again."
Ayaw ka hipulong na akong pag-iwan ka din mo kinahanglan na iganak ka magpapusap.
Verse 8, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and neither whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit."
Ang hangin kita puhurot, mangyat ko sa puhurot niya ang padulunan. O, babati mo ang iyang tingok. Ngami diwi na mo mahibalugan diin siya agikan. O asa siya padulog. Maimun sa siya na ang tanan nagyanak sa Espiritu.
First time. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?"
Sinigabimu, mingon ka niya, "Unsang mga pagkahimu, hiinig."
Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?"
O Jesus, mingon ka niya, "Wala ka ba niya yung magkasabot hiinig? Nga matutulog naman punta sa Israel."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nicodemus was not a saved person.
Si Nicodemo, isang katao na wala pa ngayon, maluwa.
And yet there was an expectation in Jesus Christ in his conversation with him.
O, nagalahong siya sa kaluwasan, labigan na binong sa Kristo, diya sa ilang pagsinultihanay.
That there should be a knowledge that he had concerning the difference between that which was mortal, our earth, our flesh, and that which was the spirit.
Oh, nakita na ko din na sa kuhay kayo na niya kaanam na tukna na patulan kaysa kaanam na diha ka ginoo sa ito. Tumag kay siya kalimutan ng malulang ginoo espirituhan ng man.
And yet, he was ignorant.
Oh, ignorante pa rin siya kayo.
Now there's several things about this, these verses, that are very pertinent to you and I, if you are born again.
Pero kung ikaw na tao na takot, ako na luwas na, hindi mo na kayong masinati ng mga kamapulong.
And if you are born of the water and of the Spirit, there is also some higher position or place of understanding that you and I should have concerning the things of earth and of God.
Kapag ikaw nakaw na niya sa tubig sa Espiritu, hindi mo na kayong masaktan ang maong mga pulo sa Ginoo kung sa'yo mga pasabot niya.
Thank you. line that God is drawing with regards to you and I as the church. Not only is it a line, but it is a wall. It is a barrier. If you were to be able to look at it from the side perspective, it would look like that. It's a separation. It's a division. It's not only a separation and a division, but it excludes or isolates you from what is on the other side of the wall. Now, you are going to have to pay attention to me this morning. Because the devil doesn't really want you to hear this. But worse than that, the devil doesn't want you to understand
it.
Because if you hear it, if you understand it, and you desire God, it takes those three qualities, by the way, you can hear it, you can understand it, but if you don't desire God, it is of no value to you. In fact, if you're in that condition, you are in a worse condition when you leave.
Because
it means once hearing the truth, understanding the truth, and not applying the truth, the church of God is designed for one thing.
Ang kamatuoran
it is not to give you a greater revelation of God that you can preach. It's not even really to give you a greater revelation of your position of freedom in God. There's only one reason that truth is given. One reason. That truth is given to you to set you free. As if the Word of God is to set you free, then there must be something that is binding you. There must be something that is holding you. Now, I'm not talking about just getting saved and going to heaven. Getting saved should do more for me than give me a ticket to heaven. Most of us are like Nicodemus. Most of us do not understand the concept of salvation. Our concept of salvation is the position or the place of getting into heaven. That means we can get saved, live like the devil,
Kaya magpinabuhi ka sa
Masyo.
Dili ka pa na magkasok sa Masyo.
Hello?
Amen!
I don't want you to say amen, because amen means you agree.
Yeah.
You
know me.
Because amen means you agree.
Not that yes, we understand.
Well, if you understand, then it means you're going to change. You can say that in here to something that I say. Walk right out that door. And do the same thing you did before you came into the door that made you sin. Instead of amen, I would like to hear, oh me or oh my.
Oh my.
Do you have that expression? You know, when something happens and you say, oh me, or oh my.
Do
you have it?
You have
it.
But, maybe the other can understand. I don't know the other.
Oh my.
The next of that is God. Maybe. Is that right?
Oh my. Something bad happens, and you make some sort of explanation. What do you say?
Oh my God.
You say that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all me or all my.
Oh dear. Oh my God.
There you go.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Oh, you know.
That's what I want to hear. Oh, you know.
Wait.
There you go. Now you understand what I say. That's what I mean when I say, oh, me or oh, I. Huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We are a lot like Nicodemus. We have a knowledge, but our knowledge isn't changing us. We
do not
understand that the decisions are the play of separation. This is the brain separation. God is not interested. Do you know what remodeling is?
Do you know when you build a house, you take a house and you want to remodel it?
Renovation.
Yeah. God is not interested in renovating you. There is nothing that is in me that is good. No matter what I think about. There is nothing. Now, I don't believe that. No, because I'm not changing certain habits. So I believe that somehow, someway, God is going to overlook my wrongness.
Of him
So there is a need for us to understand the ramifications of not changing. Not only is there the need of seeing the not changing, there needs to be the need of the seeing that we need to change and want to change.
Amen.
Brethren, the word that we are pursuing after, it is not a part-time gospel.
Therefore,
the requirements of this gospel that we are bringing and that we are pursuing after, the requirements are greater. Hallelujah. This is the Baptist, this is the Church of Salvation. This is the Church of Salvation. That's your Baptist Church? It's the evangelical aspects of the church. Now, I say Baptist because I was born in the Baptist church. I know the Baptist church. And it was God that took me out of the Baptist church. Hallelujah. Then there is the church of the baptism of water and of spirit. Let's call it the Pentecostal. Pentecostal experience. Hallelujah. Now I could have stayed in the Baptist church. I could have stayed there and been Baptist. Hallelujah. And I would have missed the rest of God. Are you familiar with the parable? 30, 60, and 100 fold. A sower went out to sow. Is it Matthew chapter 13? Yeah. Matthew chapter 13, write that down in your notes. If you've got a notepad and a pen, go and read about the sower. He went out to sow. Hallelujah. Some produced 30. Some produced 30. Well, some produced what? 260.
Amo pa nakabunga na 600.
But there was some, hallelujah, that produced what? 100-fold.
Apa namo sa usa?
Hallelujah.
100 kayo.
Hello.
Amen.
It's like going to school.
Daw sama ra nga nagtuon kita sa eskwela.
You go into the lower grades or
We call it
primary or elementary school.
Primary baka or elementary.
Then we went into intermediate school. Or high school. And then we went into college or university. Is that right? Hallelujah. That is if you wanted to excel and to learn and to advance and to get an occupation and maybe probably to make a lot of money.
It's 3,600.
The word we preach is not a 30% word. It is not a 60% word. But it is a 100% word. We don't want 30% of God.
100% kayo.
We don't want 60% of God. What we want is all of God. How many of you want all of God?
Well, only a few of you are raising your hand.
That's all right. If you don't want all of God, that's okay. And for those of you who really don't want all of God, I'm not talking to you. But if you don't want all of God, you can just go. You won't hurt my feelings.
Come on.
I am talking to those people who want all of God. The people that want everything that God has to give them. As it is in the natural, if you're going to school in the natural, there are certain things you have to do. In this level of school, there's a requirement. You have to spend a certain amount of time. You have to spend a certain amount of money. You have to do a certain amount of sacrificing in order to obtain the diploma that you would get in this level of church or school. Hello? Are you going? Praise the Lord, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I want to go to high school or intermediate school. And the requirements are greater. The courses I'm going to take are going to be harder. Down here, I was learning that one and one make two. Over here, I'm going to have to learn pi square equals x to the second power plus y. This I understand. This is like reading Greek.
Hello?
So it's going to require what of me? More diligence.
Now.
More time. More energy. More sacrifice.
Hello?
And you know there's certain things I'm not going to be able to do. In this realm, I can spend time with my friends. Do activities with my family. Get involved in programs out here, go places and see things, and still wind up with my diploma. Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I have graduated. You remember the if you flipped it on its side, right? You remember the drawing? This is a flap. You turn it like this, and you look at it from the side. And you see elevation of maturity. Which indicate greater positions of responsibility. Hello? Are you there? Hallelujah. So as I am ascending up in this arena, when I move into this 60 church, I am going to find that it's going to cost me more money, more time, greater sacrifice. Now, let me get a
thought.
Let's say I don't have the money to go into this second level. I want this second level. I'm talking about sacrifice now. So, what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to go out and get a job to earn money, to pay to the school that I'm able to participate and I'm able to learn. Now I have just increased my workload. Not only am I working out here to earn money to go to school, but I am working in school to learn to go to the next level. So, what do I have? More time involved in working to achieve my objective.
Yeah.
Now that means I'm not going to be able to spend as much time with my friends as I have. They're going to have to be put to the side. I'm not going to be able to spend more time with my family as I have.
They're
going to have to put them to the side. Why? Because there is a goal. You know what a goal is?
There is a goal
that is set before me. Now Paul said it this way. He says, I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I press.
Oh, musali kayo.
That word press is something.
Kanang pulong na press. Mao kana ang kanang morabaw dunay antusunon.
That means that there is a struggling against something that is pushing against you to keep you from achieving your objective.
Listen na diya, nagkikinala na yung dosa, itong mundo lang yung ka, aron nga makapadayon sa kayo.
Now, do you all understand this?
Nasabtan ba nato makikunan?
Amen.
Do you understand it?
Amen.
Do you agree with it?
Amen.
Oh, you're in trouble now. I mean, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. Because you're telling me you understand. You're telling me you understand this natural principle. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. It is as it is in the natural. So it is in the spiritual. Hello? Have you begun to understand that you're in trouble?
Huh?
The Bible says, him that knoweth to do right, and doeth it not, it is sin. Did you hear that?
Yes. Amen.
Can you find that in the Bible for me somewhere?
And the other one was Philippians 3:14.
Huh?
Oh, I was
thinking. You want the one that says, the hand that knoweth?
James.
James. I want us to read it. Read it in your This is not my gospel. This is not the gospel of Bert Asbell. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of this company of people, then you need to understand the requirements that are going to be made on you by Jesus, by God himself, not by me. I have nothing to do with it. I am just somebody that God chose to use. And to be quite truthful with you, I'm as in much trouble as you are. Alright, do we have the verse?
James 4:17.
Read it.
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him.
I want it read in their Bible. I want to know what it says in their Bible. Your Bible, not my Bible. Your Bible. We do have Bibles here, right?
Bosa ang tao na natayot unsay matarong na pagabuhaton ko wala magbuhat ini siya.
All right, can you translate that? What is it?
And so, the person who knows what is right, then he did not do it. That is sin.
Oh, it says the same thing. It says the same thing. Translate. Come over here. We have to translate.
Musa ang tao na nasayo unsay maayo sa pagkabuhaton.
So, my Bible agrees with your Bible.
Amen.
So that means you're as in much trouble as I am. Alright, let's look at the spiritual church. Let's look at it, the spiritual school of church and God's plan.
sa simbahan o sa plano sa Ginoo.
God starts out with something that is totally and absolutely unacceptable to Him and has no ability to come into His presence.
Ang Diyos nagsugod kayo nining ang bulatong nga arang kalisod para sa kinabuhi sa tao. Nga ang tao maglisod pagduol diha kaniya.
What are some of the attributes of the flesh?
Unsa ba nila ito, no?
Let's find the scripture. 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 Find the scripture unclean. Unclean. And? What is, let's translate it.
Licentiousness.
Let's translate it.
License to do what you want.
Huh?
License to do what you want.
All right.
Sayo kayo pagila sa buwan sa tawan ng Jeremiah. Makita sa rin niya sa sarawayon na pangilawas mungkaw tilas ng mga buwan.
Okay. That fourth one, it goes adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and then it's licentiousness. What does your Bible say? What word does it use?
Pangilawas.
Okay. Oswego lot.
No restraint.
Huh?
No restraint.
No restraint. In lot. That's what it means in the Greek. You understand?
In our language, mga hugaw, hugaw na mga bukas, hugaw ng mapaagi sa pagkinabuhi. Doing things which is dirty.
Huh?
Doing things which is bad.
Yeah, but it's worse than that.
Yeah.
The Greek says that it's like unbridled, unchecked, unrestrained lust. Do you understand? Huh? All right. Another way that you can put it is the license. You know what a license is?
Yeah.
To do what you want.
Dunay kanang imo la kanang yung imo kinabalingan sa mga buhat natin. Nana mga like dirty things you are doing.
Hallelujah. Do we understand that? Okay? You need to understand what it is you are dealing with. These things are inherent in all of our humanity. Before I was born again, all of these things were present in my life.
Alright.
Number 5, what is it?
Idolatry.
Huh?
Pag simbag mga Diyos Diyos, kanyang mga larawan.
Alright, now let us define A. Let us define idolatry. I want a definition, a biblical definition of idolatry. Can anybody give me a biblical definition of idolatry? Do you know what the Bible says about idolatry? What is it? It's in Samuel. It's in 1 Samuel.
The word is
Substitute.
Anything based.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It'd be like putting something else in the place of God. It doesn't make any difference. It's something in the place of God, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, so that's an image.
Image.
Image. That's what it is.
Another God.
Very good. We're getting ahead of it.
Image worship.
Yeah. It's image worship is idolatry.
An artist, you have an idol.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is the.
Now you're in trouble. Again. Worship. take pride in being stubborn,
oh, kalihan, mapagatuhon kasi mong pagkagayaan.
Remember, you're bowing down to the idol of self. You know, it's not that us men cannot be stubborn, but I have seen some very stubborn women. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So stubbornness is a quality of idol worship.
Oh, mokin
hai pagkakataon. What is the next
one? Witchcraft.
Did you say witchcraft?
Yeah.
All right, witchcraft is the next one. Well, let's go back to 1 Samuel. 15, right? 23. Witchcraft. What? How would you describe witchcraft? Come on. You know what witchcraft is, right? You all know what witchcraft is, right? I know you know what witchcraft is. It's practiced all around you. Some of you grew up with
it.
Some of you see it all the time. Do you have witch doctors? Priests that practice witchcraft, do you have them? Yes? Yes, big time. Yeah. I know you do. I have gone to Africa. I have gone to India. I have gone down to
South Africa.
I have gone to many different places in the world, much like the Philippines. And I know that every one of you know what witchcraft is. And then I know that it's working all around you. And I'll tell you something else that I know. Some of you have practiced it and participated with it. The young lady wanted a husband. And she was getting older. She felt like time was running out. So she went to somebody to give her something. She paid a price for it. She put something down on the table for it. To get something that would give her a husband. Hello? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Oh, yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes we want to push it in the closet, close the door, and act like it's not there. But it's still knocking on the closet. Hallelujah. So, what does the Bible say about witchcraft? Now, if you were a born again Christian, you got the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll be thinking that witchcraft is very, very bad. Right?
Right.
So what does the Bible say about witchcraft? Let's 23.
Yes, on Psalm 23.
It says,
look at that now.
That rebellion,
na ang pagsukol,
is as the sin of witchcraft.
Ay, tama na siya po sa nang nagpakasala kaubahan sa kanang mga ekspertisa. So, mga nagigabi yung nagyakot ka sa nila.
Ha? Rebellion is not somebody else's problem.
Ang kining pagsubat dili lamang kong problema sa usa.
It is my problem. It is your problem.
O inyo po.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My goodness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Huh? All of these things.
Is there more? What is it? What's one, two,
oh my goodness, you'll never get around that.
All right, give me the next one. What is it?
Hatred.
Hatred. All right, well, I've run out of more.
You got two or three more of these.
All right, I can fill up a board of what it is that is flesh.
Find for me
All of these things are flesh. All of these things are sin.
Kinikalaan mga butang na
not only are they flesh and sin, but they are also what the Bible calls darkness. I am defining flesh for you. If you want to do spiritual warfare, you have to know what it is you are fighting. I am not fighting my brother. Right? I'm not fighting with my brother. My brother is not fighting with me. But there are attributes that are in me that may disturb my brother.
Hear me.
There are things in me that have not yet been changed. Now, I make a mistake, and I take the thing that has not yet changed, and I put it on my brother. And so my brother becomes the thing that I fight. Hallelujah. Now, my responsibility in the aspect of the matter is to recognize what it is I am fighting. I will give you a little secret. Sometimes the thing that is in my brother that really bothers me is the thing that is in me. But I am always ready to blame my brother. I get in an argument with my brother. And we don't agree. And he's stubborn, he's rebellious. And you know what? He's looking at me and he's saying, you're stubborn, you're rebellious.
I'm always right.
Well, in the argument, I'm always right. But it's not true.
Yeah.
Let me tell you another little secret, brother.
Now, why do I come into this type of conflict with my brother or with my sister? Why? Because I made a covenant with Jesus. Not to be 30, not to be 60, but to be 100. In order to be 100, I have to change. There are things in me that I have to put on the altar. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, being in the ministry, there's a lot of people that come to me with problems. We get lots of opportunities about people's problems. One thing I found out is that there is always two sides to the problem. And both sides think they are right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I never move on one side of the story. I always want to hear the other side of the story. Get the rest of the story. Hallelujah. But there is a need for us to change. Now, hopefully, you as a church are not really having to deal with this type of situation. I am sure that it's out there, and I'm sure that it is happening. But for the most part, I hope that isn't the essential or the critical aspect of what it is that God is dealing with. I think this portion and this portion is a major problem. I think it's a major problem. I think that we're not recognizing, as Nicodemus was not recognizing, the position or the place of the spiritual aspect or understanding of God and His kingdom. Let's see over here to, let's go to 1 Corinthians.
Envy.
Oh, what scripture is that? Okay, we'll get... Remind me in a minute, will you please? Remind me in a minute. I want to go over to 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
On this side of the list, I think I'll put a few more. It's envy. E-N-V-Y.
Why?
Why? Why? Envy, strife? Huh? You understand what those are? Envy and strife?
Envy, Katina.
That's also in that list.
Envy.
I want something you got. Envy is also wanting something you got. Yes. It's a desire to have something that you have.
Yeah.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, that as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat. Why? For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither are ye now are ye able to bear it. That's verse 1 and 2. Alright, I just want to make one little note here. I'm
going to
step back a little bit. All of these things right here, you find them in the outer court church. I pick up the paper and I read about this pastor or I read about this church. There's homosexuality, there's adultery, there's fornication and all manner of uncleanness. Do you see the evidence of that in your environment? Is it there? Yes. Absolutely. All of these things are in this outer court arena. And the reason why they're there is because that there is an allowable or a tolerance that is given to that arena of the church. But as you begin to progress in God, through God, into God, if you want to come into the position or the place of God, those things have to stop. God, did you hear me? They have to stop. Totally, absolutely, completely. I'm not talking about adultery, fornication, uncleanness, or license to wine. I'm also talking about idolatry or self-worship as well as stubbornness, which is the sin of witchcraft. Those have to stop. Alright, now let us go to the next scripture. Verse 3. For ye are carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Huh? Did you hear
it? Yes. Amen.
You said it, man. Did you hear it? He's defining for you what carnality is in the church. Carnality in the scripture is something that is not acceptable in the holy place or the holy of holies church. It's not acceptable.
It's
not only not acceptable,
brethren.
God will not tolerate it.
Now,
there is a certain measure of tolerance that God will give you concerning these things in this arena right here. Huh? In this area, the holy place. The holy place. There is a certain allowance that God will give you for your transgression, for your position, your place. Now, I'm not talking about the sin of adultery. I'm not talking about the sin of fornication. What I am talking about is the sin of idolatry, which is self-worship, and the sin of rebellion, which is witchcraft. There is a certain tolerance that God will give you. But in giving you that tolerance, He also increases your potential not to make it into the Holy of Holies. In giving you the tolerance, He also increases your liability. Because it is these qualities here
that
will not be tolerated here. The altar of golden incense. These qualities here are qualities that will not be tolerated here. And the reason is that by reason of the golden altar of incense. The golden altar of incense is the representation of the Christian presenting his sanctified, cleansed soul unto the Lord as an offering. And what he is saying is, I am clean, I am pure, I am holy, and I'm offering my soul to you as an example of that holiness. Now there were two priests, sons of Aaron, who thought they could fool God. Two priests, sons of Aaron, who thought they could fool God. Huh? Do you remember the story? They took fire from their hearts at home and they put it into their censers and they went in here to the Holy of Holies. And they went to the lampstand. They poured the oil in. They trimmed the wicks. Relit the fire. Nothing happened to them. They went over to the table of showbread. Took the bread.
Ito sa pan?
Changed it out?
O niya, nagkuha sila ng pan, o niya ilang di...
Huh? Nothing happened to them.
Ang lamis, ha?
Hallelujah.
O sa may nakita mo?
They didn't took their censers over to that golden altar of incense, and from the incense of their censer, they put it upon the altar. What happened?
Ilan ang ibubuta nito pag utang-utang nito paghalat para sa Diyos?
What happened?
Kung sumay na hitapo nila nito.
The fire came up off of the altar and consumed them entirely. Burned them up.
Ang nahitapo na yung kanina, wala ang katong mga tinapay mo ay gikaon sa kalayo kundi sila mismo.
That means that you are not going to go in through this door with anything that is outside that is considered sin, flesh, or darkness, or hell, or death.
Let's
get a little closer to home. God is defining carnality for you.
Gipasabot og maayo sa Ginoo ang maong pagkinabuhi sa kalibutan ang dinhi kanato.
Carnality is when I envy you for what you have.
Ang kining pagkinabuhi nga kalibutan mao kini ang pagtinguha sa mga butang anak kanimo nga akong gusto nga mabakunan usab.
Either in the natural or in the spiritual. I may think that I deserve a higher place in the church than John, Dick, or Harry.
Ako na tuong mas labaw ng akong na ibaluan. Yes, simbahan.
I may think that I need to be the one sharing the word than the other one that is sharing.
Ako na hunang mas maayo pa man kung magawali kaysa uban.
I may think that he is dressed better than me, and I should be the one that should be dressed.
Oh, natan-aw na ako nga may man siya mo. Musin na, pero gusto na ako nga mas maayo pag-ibig.
I may think that he has a better house than I have, but I should be the one that has a
house. Oh, pero ngayon, pag umupuyo ng iyang balay kaysa kanina?
Hello!
Hi!
Oh, hello!
Mom, it could have come down to food on the table.
Magbutang lagi ka diya sa namisa.
You're eating steak and potatoes.
Oh, makahimo ka sa pagkaon ng steak o mga patatas.
And all that I have is a cup of rice.
Oh, kanang usa lang ka tasa ka kanon.
Huh? And I envy you your steak and potatoes, and I want to give you my rice and take your potatoes.
Ang imo lang gikaon, steak ug patatas. Ang iya kanon ra nya na kwa malagi siya na sila gusto niya ang katok kaon niya nya. Ato na babahin na lang tani ang kumloto or bahin po tani magkutan.
These are carnality traits of that are not allowed in the Holy of Holies.
Kana nga makinaiya ko no, kalibutanon lang gihapon.
And Paul says,
dili pwede nga musulod ka din is pinakabalaan nga dapit.
Paul says that, and there is strife.
O, matod pa ni Pablo,
there, that means
ana agayoy kapait. Ang saan ni kapit?
Strife.
Ana, o saan agay, pagkasumpaki.
There's
fighting.
It's fighting. It's fighting. There is fighting among you.
Oh, panag-away.
And what the Lord is saying is there's fighting among you.
Oh, dunagay.
Hello. This fighting, this strife, this position of contention will hinder you from achieving God's objective.
Kini nga panag-away o panaglalik, makahimo kayo sa paghatag o babag o dakong babag aron ikaw makalahos o makalahos kayo diha sa pinakabalaan nila.
It will disqualify you.
Mahimong ma-disqualify ikaw.
Did you hear me? it will disqualify you.
Mahimo makapawala kini kanimo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says division. Strife and division. Are ye not carnal and walk as men?
Kini pag panag-away o kalimutanong nga pagkinabuhi, ma daw samara yakon nga nagkinabuhi kamo nga kalimutanong.
Brethren, I should not have to tell you what it is that you are having to deal with. I shouldn't have to be the one to tell you. If I'm the one that is telling you, it means that God has moved from one level of discipline to another level of discipline. You know, I have a lot of children and I have a lot of grandchildren. And I'm very involved with my children and I'm very involved with my grandchildren. And sometimes I will take them with me in where I'm doing and where I'm at and what I'm working with. And let's say that I have my grandson with me. And we're in the kitchen. And on the table is this big, round, beautiful chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, there's a mga misa na diya ang lamig kayo na chocolate unya ana cookies na nai chocolate.
And it is my intention to give him that cookie.
Oh, gagagong tingo ang ako kinigihatag na to kanila.
But unintentionally, I leave the kitchen without saying anything about it.
Apa na akong gibuha? Akong gibiyaan sila dito na wala ako wala iti pamulong.
Now, this particular grandson knows he does not have the liberty to help himself.
Oh, kining akong usa ka ako nga wala kayo mahimo din na makuha niya ka ng maong cooking and I took it.
And so as I walk out of the kitchen, walking into the next room, I look back. I see him standing there at the table looking at that cookie. Now I know that he knows that he's not supposed to touch it. Huh? I know that he knows that he's not supposed to touch it. So I play God. I walk around the corner and watch it. I want to see what he's going to do. Because I want to see him develop the character.
I can
just turn around and say, don't you touch that. But the fact is, I know that he knows that he's not supposed to touch it. Huh? So I stand there. And then he moves and he goes and he takes and he touches it and he just breaks a little piece off. And he sticks it in his mouth and then I come back into the kitchen. And he's like,
ang bata nagpagkaroon ng ilon. Naroon ng bihay.
Hallelujah. We're a lot like that with God. We are a lot like that with God. Now, I had every intention to give him the cookie. Hello? But the test wasn't finished yet.
The test isn't finished yet.
I want to teach him something about a spiritual principle.
Gusto niya doon ang tudluan ng mga bata may tungkol sa mga prinsipyo.
And that is that one little sin leads into a bigger sin.
Itong mga jumay nga sana, makapadala ka na kanilangan to sa dakot-dakot na yun ng mga sana.
So I'm going to give him an opportunity to repent. And I said,
"John,
did you take that cookie? Did you take any piece or part of that cookie?" No, Grandpa. I said, "Are you sure?"
Yeah,
he said,
yes, Grandpa,
I didn't take any. I said, what is that piece of chocolate that's hanging off your lip? And I said to him, son, it was my intention to give you that cookie. And I want to tell you something. Have you repented? Tell me the truth. I would have still given you the
book.
But you did something that keeps me from giving you what I is that I wanted to give you. You crossed the line.
It is
something that is no longer acceptable. I'm sorry, but I cannot give you the cookie. It's the same principle. There are certain things that God will allow in an arena of maturity and development. That as you progress in God, and as you move into the things of God, God begins to dig deeper and deeper and deeper into your soul.
Ang Ginoo magana-manam gayud nga pagtubo ang imong kahibalo diha kaniya.
And as God confronts us with those positions of transgression.
Ang Ginoo bitinguha ngayon niya na ikaw imong ipadayag ang imong mga kasaypanan ngadto kaniya.
We need to run to the altar to repent.
Ikinahanglan nga mudagan si tangadto sa harapan aron sa paghimulsod sa atong mga salamat.
Strife and division.
Ang panag-away o ang panagkabahin.
If I come to Brother Raymer here,
kung makaadto
and I begin to talk to him about Brother Frank.
Brother Frank.
You need to watch out for Brother Frank.
He's
a good fellow. But there's this little something there that's kind of, it's just out of sorts. Just be careful. What have I done? I've destroyed my brother's credibility. I have destroyed my brother's integrity. And I'm guilty of perpetrating and facilitating sin. What it does is disqualifies me from participating with God on a higher level.
may makatawala kaniya aron siya dili kay makakapos niyatong am-am sa pagpuso.
And I want to tell you one of the worst places that this happened. And where it oftentimes starts is at home between husbands and wives. As they begin to discuss of the brethren, of the church, and of the things that are going on. It happens in families. The familiarity of the family breeds a carnal environment. Do you know what an incubator is?
Yeah, incubator.
Yeah, it incubates sin. And then you all come to church and you smile at each other. And you smile at each other. And you say, praise the Lord. God bless you. And you just got through cursing him, or cursing her, or saying bad things about them. Your church will not prosper if you don't deal with the problem. Not only will it not prosper, but God will move on to another people. And you and I will be left holding an empty bag. Let me read you a verse. Ezekiel. This was what God called an abomination. Do you have the word abomination in your language? Huh? Does it mean the same thing? Something that God abhors. I mean, God is totally, absolutely against it. Alright, Ezekiel, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah. 8 is the number of new beginnings, by the way. And we start in verse 3.
At lumilong aso, ipatatagot kita sa bagong pagkatubot.
I'm almost done. You can just hang on a little longer. Third chapter, it says, eighth chapter, third verse. And he put forth the form of a hand, took me by the lock of mine head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens, and brought me in a vision of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north. All right, read up to that point. Verse 3.
Which provoked to jealousy.
Ah,
The last part of the verse. I hope it's the same.
He is calling the attribute of jealousy, referring to jealousy as an idol.
Ang pagkasinaw ng pagpanilos niya ay daw na isang malagang kinay sa pagtimba o Diyos Diyos.
And as in reference to an idol, it is referencing the position or the place of self-worship.
So, okay po nga ang pagtimba sa iyong kagalingon.
Hello? Jealousy stems from the position of self-worship. If I am jealous of what my brother has, that's because I love me I think that I'm better than he is, and what he has, I should have. And God said that it was this image of jealousy that was itself in the temple or in the church. Brethren, we need to repent.
Philippines.
God bless you.